Is Daf Kuf Hey as we begin the 12th parak now, 13th parak rather of Ksubis. So the Mishnah begins Shnei Dayanei Gzeros Hayibushalim. There were two Dayanim who were called the Dayanim of Gzeros. They were in charge of various decrees in Yerushalayim, and their names were Admon V'Chanan Ben Avishalom. So the Mishnah asks the rest of the parak are going to quote a bunch of statements in their name, and Chanan Amar Shnei Devarim, two things were said in the name of Chanan, and Admon Amar Shiva, and seven were said in the name of Admon. It's an interesting Tosas here before we move turn of the page. Tosas says, Shnei Dayani Gzeros Hayibishlam Admon Vachanan Ben Avishalom. He says, Hachi Gareser Ben Atam. It's Avishalom, not Avshalom, but Avishalom. Why? The Hotler Rabbi Meir Damar Beperk Chelek, the Avshalom Ein Lo Chelek Lom Haba. And Avshalom doesn't have any Olam Haba. And Heichi Maskinan Bishmei. How can anybody name their child after Avshalom? So it's Avishalom. And he says, quotes the Gemara as well. The Gemara in Yuma tells us, "Ha Amrinan beYuma beperek haMemuna v'shem Risham Yirkov." The names of Risham should rat. Derlo Maskinan Bishma. We don't name after Risham. V'Avishalom Shem Adam. And Avishalom is a name of a person. We point out you can't make up your own names. Has to be a name of a person. Avishalom is a Shem Adam. Ki dichsiv Avia ben Avishalom. He says in a similar way, we have also Hachinami Had Amar Perkam of the Shabbos, Shivna Ishu Shlaim. And Logarsin Shivna Ela Shichna, because the Shivna was a Rasha, and therefore they say his name has to be Shichna. Tosa goes on to say, no, Shivna, there are actually two Shivnas, one was a good person, one was a bad person. But we see from here that his name wasn't Avsham, it was Avisham, because you can't name after Rishayim. The Rishayim there in Yuma, if I remember correctly, point out, I think the Ritva points out Yishmal, maybe the Gemara itself does, Yishmal, people, they're Rabbi Yishmal. Yishmal is a name of, and Yishmal was Yishmal. So how can you name after Yishmal? So he says Yishmal, he says, we know the Medrash tells us he did Tshuva, exactly. So I think, I'm not sure if it's the Gemara itself or the Ritva there. Okay. So the Mishnah says, so what's the first thing we learn from these Shnei Dayani Gzeros? So the Mishnah says in the bottom, Misha Halach L'Medinas Hayam. Somebody whose husband goes overseas, V'isha Tavas Mizonos, and she says, listen, my husband left me with nothing to eat. I need food. So what are you supposed to do? So Chanan Omer, Chanan Paskin, that Tishba B'Sof Lo Tishba B'Tchila. We give it right away. We don't make her take a shua. Promise us first that your husband didn't leave you any food. We trust her. No one asks for Mizonos unless they really need Mizonos. We trust her. But at the end, says Rashi, Tishba B'Sof, at the end she must take a shua. Kishi Ishmu Boshemes, if she hears that her husband died, V'Tavol L'Gavos Ksubas, now she has to collect her Ksuba from the estate, Tishba Shlo Av Akva B'Yada Misha Bailaklum. She has to then take a shua that her husband did not leave any food in her possession. But not in the beginning. In the beginning, when someone asks for food, you don't ask questions. You give her the food.
We knew that he died, or we didn't know yet that he died?
We did not know he died yet.
And once we know he died, then she has to
take a shvuah.
Take a shvuah. Right.
Okay. But then, Nechleku Alav B'nei Karim Gedolim, they argued on Chanan, and they said, Vamu Tishba B'tchila U'basof, you have to take a shvuah in the beginning, that your husband didn't leave anything over, and at the end, when one needs to collect the ksuba, one has to take yet a second shvuah. And Amar Rabbi Dosa Bar Ben Hyrcanus Kidivrayim, he followed the opinion of the Bnei Kanam Gedolim that you have to take two shuas. But Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai Yofe Amar Chanan No Chanan was actually correct. Lo Tishba El Basof. Imagine if I remember correctly, the Gemara will get into this dinim sometime soon. So the Gemara goes on to say Urminhu Shlosha Dayanei Gzeilus Hayu. There are actually three Dayanei Gzeilus Hayu B'Yerushalayim. Admon Ben Gadai V'Chanan Hamitzri V'Chanan Ben Avishalom. So there's two questions here. Kashu, number one, is Tlasa Train. We had two in our Mishnah, and this Bryce says there are actually three Dayanim. And Kashu, number two, is Gzeros HaGzelos. Our Mishnah said Gzeros, this Bryce says Gzelos. So Gemara says, Bishma, Tlasa Train, Lo Kashu. I understand why three and two are not a problem. The Chashuv Lei Katani, the Lo Chashuv Lei Lo Katani. Those which were Machokas Tosfos here, in two opinions, those were either more Chashuv, were listed Gzantai, those were more Chashuv, were listed in the Mishnah. Only two, the top two are listed, and the Brisa had a more extensive list. They even had a third party on the list. That's one answer Tosas gives. We'll read Tosas in a second. Do we have time? He just says a long daf. I'm not sure if we will. Tosas goes on to say Chanan HaMitzri was more chashuv since he was listed first in this Brisa. At least he's the number two here. So it's hard to say it means more chashuv because he wouldn't have been left out. Chanan HaMitzri is number two on the list of the three. So he should have been on the list in the Mishnah. He was on the list, so it can't be chashiv as more chashiv in terms of chashivas. So therefore, he has to say more chashiv. In the end of the day, he writes that's more. What was the line here? Let's see. Because Chanan HaMitzri didn't say anything. He's more chasha, but there's no chidushim said in his name. So those were which had more contributions, those were listed in their mission of those two. But Chana Mitzi, even though he was a more chasha individual, he didn't really contribute anything, so that's why he's left off the list. But then those end up saying, just because you have an order of Chana HaMitzri is number two, doesn't mean that's the order of how important they were. And he gives a bunch of examples where Rabbi Kiva was always listed last, even though he was the more chashiv of all the Tanaim, and the reason why he was listed last because he had no yichus. But in terms of chashivas, in terms of his capabilities, understanding, he was more chashiv. So here too also, it's very possible, even though Chanan, Chanan ben Avishalom was last, it might only because he lacked yichus, but because of his chashivas, doesn't mean he had less chashivas. So the first answer is the difference between two and three is because the top two were the more chashiv ones in our Mishnah. Ella, the problem is, the Ella, Gzeros a Gzelos Kasha. So why one place is called Dayani Gzeros and one place is called Dayani Gzelos? So Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, she goes in Gzeros a Gzelos. They were both. They goes in decrees on Inyanim of Gzelos, so it's one and the same thing. Kidatanya. Kitma Nitiya, if a person, Rashi explains, brings his animal into somebody's property, and that animal, Kitma, damages the tree, the fruit tree, it says here in Rashi. The halacha is, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Gozre Gzeirosh Bishlaim, the heads of decrees in Yishlaim would say, Omrim Nitiya Bashnasa Shtekasif, it was a little sapling that was only a year old, you would owe two things of silver, and Bashtei Shanim, if it was 2 years, it would be Arba Kesef. So they were Gozer Gzeros on Gzelos. It's really one and the same. Sometimes refer to them as Dayane Gzelos, sometimes refer to them as Dayane Gzeros. Okay, Tosos wants to know, why can't you say they're two different things? Couldn't it be, see the Tosos top Tosos here? Im Tomar? Adraba. He says, E Gzelov Gzeros Terei Miluninu. So maybe you should say that really there before they answer the Tosos. Maybe they're two different things. There's Gzela and there's Gzera. Tlasa Acharai and Trei Lokashi. Then there's no question of two or three. There was a whole group of people who were Gzelos. Those were three people. There was a whole other group called Dayane Gzeros, and those were two people, and there's no Stira anymore. So did Dayane Gzela Hayat Tlasa, Dayane Gzelos Lahavela Trei? So why can't you simply say that? And it answers both questions in one full swoop. So it says Tosos, Amar Rebbe, Chada, number one, de eno svar shetei d'ldain echad shtei sraus. Doesn't make sense. If these are two different heads, two different departments, it wouldn't make sense that the same person, in this case, Chanan ben Avishalom and Adman ben Gadai, would be in charge of two different departments. It wouldn't make any sense. Because there are enough to kama anashim mechashuvim ha'yubishlam, there are plenty to go around. It wouldn't be fair to give one person two heads of departments. That was his first problem. And then jump down a couple lines. Ve'od, il echad mehem habu shtei saros l'chana mitzvi haya lo liyos shaya chashiv yoser. So if one of them, let's say if Chanan ben Avishalom and Adman ben Gadai had two, then Chanan mitzvi, who was more chashiv, at least according to one approach in Tosos, he should have also had two. And the fact that he wasn't listed as the second one in our Mishnah must be that they're not two different parties there. It was actually one in the same department, the Gozei Gzeros al Gzelos. Okay, the Gemara asks further now, Urmini. Shlosha Dayane Gzeros Hayu Bishlam. There are three judges of Gzeros in Yushlam, Admon, V'chanan, V'Nachum. So this is clearly a Gzenta, this is clearly a question as well, because Nachum was left off our list. We're talking about Gzeros, and we listed a third person. So Amra Papa Man Tana Nachum Gzentai. Who taught us? Oh, tissue wasn't there. We can go get.
That's okay.
So Amar Rapapa, so Man Tana Nachum. Who listed Nachum on this Brisa in this Gemara here? Rabbi Nassan added Nachum as the third Dayan. Ditani Rabbi Nassan Omer Af Nachum Amadai Migoze Gzeru Shubishlaim Haya. So it sounds like there's a historical debate whether or not Nachum was considered part of the these Dayanim. Our Misha felt that he wasn't part of it. Chanan felt that he was. We don't like to say that this historical machlokas and Matzias what happened. It's possible that he was a chashiv person. The only question was his chashivas considered a Dayan? He may have been, I'm suggesting, he may have been an assistant Dayan, let's say. And maybe according to Rabbi Nassan, an assistant Dayan makes a person a real Dayan. Our Misha felt an assistant Dayan wouldn't be. I'm just pausing that. I really don't know if that's what's going on here. I didn't look into this.
They make such a big deal out of it. No?
that is interesting.
Well,
they are seem to be spending a lot of time on this. But you do have Gemaras that spend a lot of time. Things that are not as important that you would imagine. Okay, fine. The Gemara says. So again, Rabbi Nassan is the author who included Nachum as the third Dayan here. Now, what's interesting here, by the way, is that all these Dayanim who are quite chashuv, none of them are called the Rebbe. Rebbe Nachum, Rebbe Chanan, Rebbe Admon. I don't know the whole thing, but someone once asked, was learning Rav Shechta in Ansi Kol a number of summers ago, and he asked this question to Rav Shechta. It says, Hillel Amar, Shammai Amar. So why don't they call these people Rebbe? He says, apparently when you call them by the first name, without Rebbe, it was more chashuv. So he said, the kid says to Rav Shechta, so why don't people call you by your first name? He said, oh, my friends actually call me by my first name. So apparently without the title in front was considered more chashuv. I don't know the svar behind that. So even though these were great dayanim, we call them by first names. Admon, Chana, Nachum. So the Gemara says, Suleka, and there was no more than these three, these two or these three dayanim. V'hama Rabbi Pinchas, Amar Rabbi Yoshaya, Shlosh Meos V'tishim V'arba Batidinim Hayu Yishlayim. There were 394 based in, which means that there are at least three on each of them. It brings us to around 1,200 dayanim. What?
Of 23,
okay, so that makes the numbers much larger than that. We're dealing with, 8,000. So it says, the Gemara continues, and connect then, corresponding to each of these Bati Dinim, there are Bati Knessios, so connect then Bati Midrashos, so connect then Bati Sofrim, there were shuls, and there were base medrashes, and there were schools. Dayanam Tuvahavu. There were many Dayanam, Enechanami, Vechi Kamrinan, Al Gozei Gzeres Kamrinan. There were many Dayanam. We're talking about the heads of these departments of the Gozei Gzeres. Not every basin had the right and the authority to be Gozei Gzeres. Only these few people.
It says here that it seems from Rashi from Sanhedrin, even Rashi here says that it's 23 from Sanhedrin. It seems that it's from Shalosh because it's impossible that there were only three Batei Dinim of 23 in Yerushalayim.
Impossible that there were only there were only three.
Yeah, it says here, Rashi says 23, it seems, right?
Yeah, Rashi 23. I have a gears on the side. The Yavet says it should be three.
Right.
Because, makes more sense.
It explains because Rashi in Sanhedrin says that there were only three, but they didn't even Yerushalayim of 23 people.
Ah, okay.
So it's impossible that it should be a stira.
It also wouldn't make sense that there are 23. No. You don't need that. Three, I understand, because they're all time they're dinim amnes, but right. 23, capital punishments. Okay. And it's also possible, I mean, I'm not sure if this is exaggeration. It sounds like an exaggeration. Imagine right now in Yerushalayim, which our borders are much wider than they were then, probably, to have 394 Bati Dinim.
Where are they sitting?
Yeah, exactly. Every block, every corner you need a basin. So there must be some type of exaggeration here. I imagine when the Gemara does do that often, but it could be also what actually happened. So, the Gemara says, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi, Gozrei Gzeros Shev Yerushalayim Hayu Notlin Scharim Tishim v'teisha mana mitshumas aleshcha. These individuals, these two or three dayanim who were in charge of these departments of decrees, so they would collect 99 mana from the tshumas aleshcha. And the tshumas aleshcha was reserved for hekdesh rites, really. It's only melachas kodesh. So we'll pause for a moment. So what's the significance of 394? Did they say anything in the article about that being a made up, not made up, but... No, I was curious to know about the 394 Bati Dinim that
400 is, you know, a common number in the Gemara uses.
400, yeah, 394 seems like so exact. It's hard to say it's lav dafka.
It's close to 400. Choose.
But nothing about this. Let's see. I have a footnote here.
It just talks about how many are on each one. How many sit on each one. It doesn't talk about that number.
The Ben Yehoyada apparently explains al pisod why this number is chosen. But they don't share with us what he says. But he says something about it.
We'll keep it sod.
Okay, keep it sod. Okay. Maybe in the back they quote Ben Yehoyada. So the Gemara says... First, why line down? Amar of Yehuda, Amar of Asi again. Goes Exeris should be Shlaim. Hayu Notlin Scharn Tishim Vitisha Mana Mitchumus Alishcha. They would collect 99 mana from the Chumus Alishcha for their services. Lo Ratsu, if they didn't want, that much money, and they wanted that wasn't enough for them. Most even them, they'd add more money. I'm more chash of any more than 99 mana. Ask the Mar Lo Ratsu. They didn't want it. Atuk Berishai Eskina, and then they want they're more. They're greedy. How much do they want? Even though it's enough. Rashi says Berishai. Let's go to the previous Rashi, actually. Notlin Scharan, they would be misparnsin, heymanu, they would be supported from the Chumas HaLishcha, the Fisher Lohayu Asukum Biblachtan, they wouldn't have time for work, they'd be very busy, and you have to support them. If you want Dayanim, you need to pay them. So says Rashi further, Birishai Askinan, Shinolin Schala Dun Yose Mikhte Chayayan. They wanted some luxury, they wanted to go on some extra vacations. We're talking about the Yarim, simple people here. They didn't want that, they wanted more money. So what's Pshat here? Ella Lo Sipku Afa Bishlo Ratu Mosifalem. If it wasn't enough for them to support, they had a large family, they couldn't, the money 99 wasn't cutting it for them. So then, even though they didn't want to take more, they wanted to hold back, we would make sure to give them enough to support their families. Gemara tells a story of Karna. Karna was a Dayan's name. And Karna, have a shakal istiri mizakai vistir michai. If you take some money from each party's coming forward to the court, from the one who was innocent, the one who was guilty, you take money from both of them equally. V'dan lehudina, and he would judge the case. Now before he, obviously they weren't zakai before he judged the case, but he's just trying to point out the Gemara that he took from both parties. How could Karna take money from both parties here? V'haksiv, doesn't the pasuk tell us v'shocha lo tikach, you can't take any bribes? Maybe the only time the issur applies when you don't take from both them. So since you might end up to turn the direction a certain way, the person who gave you the shochah, so if you take from one party, you're going to obviously be no geva davar and going to come closer and vote with him. Karna, but when it comes to Karna, this dayan came into shakal mitzvayu. Since he took from both parties, lo asa letzli dina, he'd be evenly balanced now, so it wouldn't change the way he thinks. The Gemara says, wait a second, v'chilo asa letzli dina mitzvayu, but even if it is equal, even if it won't change your mind, is it still permitted to take money from any of the bali dinim? V'hatani, the Braisa says, v'shocha lo sikach, a person may not take shocha, says the pasuk. Ma tamalom, what's that coming to teach us? If it means don't make the guilty innocent and the innocent guilty, I already have a pasuk that says lo sita mishpat, don't change the mishpat. You can change things around. Ella, so what's the pasuk lo sikach shocha tell me? Even if you plan to make the innocent innocent and the guilty guilty, it's still amar Torah v'shocha lo sikach. You cannot take money, even if it's going to be from both parties equally. It's asur to take any money at all when it comes to judging a case. So how is it possible that Karna took money from both parties here? Says the Gemara, Hani Mili, the Issur only applies Hecha the Shakal B'Torah Shochad, when you take it as a bribe. But Karna B'Torah Igra HaVashak, he took it as a schar, he needed to make money. This was his parnas. He wasn't taking it to bribe anyone or to be bribed. He was taking it because he needs schar. So Gemara says, wait a second, B'Torah Agra Mishari, is it permitted to take even as schar? Could you be dying? To be a higher dayan, is that permitted? V'hatnan, the Mishnah tells us, this Mishnah appears in Kedushin and Bechoros, that hanota schar ladun dina b'telim. A person who takes schar for judging, his din is going to be thrown out the window. It's not going to be relevant at all. So you can't take schar for being a dayan. Says the Gemara, no, that Mishnah where it says dino b'telim, hani milu igardina, where he was hired to judge the case. But Karna agar b'tela havashak, he took it because b'taras bittel. He had to stop from doing whatever other job he had in order to be hired to do the judge of Dionysus. It wasn't because what he was actively doing, it was what he was not doing. He was bittel from doing any other work. He was taking his time. Schar batala, we call it. That's one of the term they have for Rabbanim, based on the Gemara in the Nedarim, that a person is not allowed to teach Torah Shebichsav. Because Gemara says, "Ma Kadosh Baruch Hu melamed bechinam, afa ata melamed bechinam." Just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu obviously taught without being paid, he did it for free. A teacher also has to teach without being paid. So how does any Rebbe who teaches Mikra get paid? Torah Shabbat has a different story. The way he gets paid is because schar batala, because he's not able to do anything else. It's his time, the preparation, or the time even for teaching that schar batala he gets paid for. So Gemara says, but even v'agar b'tela mishari, but even schar b'tela, is that really permitted for a dayan to take? Hatan, the Baraita says, mechur hadayin shenota schar ladun, el shidino din. If a person does take money for schar b'tela, if he takes money for his judging, that's going to be batal. If he takes it for schar b'tela, it's going to be a good din, but it's a mechur, it's very ugly in the eyes of Hashem. So why would anyone want to do that? Why would Karna take any money if schar b'tela is frowned upon? So Gemara finally concludes, as right not yet, the Gemara says, Ela agar b'tela, v'katani mechur hadayin, so schar b'tela, and that which it refers to as an ugly thing, hani mile b'tela de la mechucha. It's only when it's schar b'tela that's not apparent that's viewed as schar b'tela. If a dayin takes money, it looks like he's taking money to judge the case. Nobody knows it's for the schar b'tela. But however, the karna b'tela de mechucha havashako. But for Karna, it was clear to everybody that he was taking it for the batala that he would have otherwise have done. Why? He was in Val Rashi, says, he was, I guess, smelling in the wine cellars, he would smell from wine to wine, which one is going to last longer, which one's going to spoil pretty soon, this one's going to go bad very soon, the expiration date's coming up, sell this one. He'd get hired to do this all the time. So suddenly you see, everyone knew that Karna was the wine cellar smeller, so they one day he shows up into court, everybody knew that he was a schar batal, that he got paid for that day of judging. Kihad Rav Huna, there's a similar case by Rav Huna, Kihava Asad Dina Lakame. Once there was a court, the din that was presented to him, and Amal Hus, he says to them, Havili Gavra the Dalili Becharika, Vidin Lakhudina. Go bring for me a person who draws water, or waters the land, the field, and let him judge you. So I guess Rav Huna didn't want to take money, because he was a Rav, and he didn't want to take money to judge. So get somebody else who's qualified, who has another job, and you can pay him off for the Tzchar Batala. But me, you can't pay, because it's not Muchach Hamilsa, apparently, I guess, for Rav Huna, that any money he would take would be Tzchar Batala.
They have it the other way around.
Yeah? Okay, I misread it then?
I'll judge the case if you get a guy who'll draw the water in my place.
Okay, have a guy do... Okay, so that was clear to everybody, that he had his other job, Rav Huna had another profession of drawing water. Then that would be schar batala he would receive. Okay. Interesting to know which other professions the Amoraim had throughout. So Rav Huna was a water drawer. Okay. And Karna was a wine smeller. Didn't know those existed. Okay. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Abohu ba v'ra kama smuyos einayim shel mekabel shochad. Go out and see how much receiving bribes blind a person. How? Old mechash veina of a person who has a certain ache or pain in his eye. No sin mamon l'rofa. He pays a doctor. Safek misrape, safek ena misrape. He doesn't really. He's not really sure whether things are going to work, whether the doctor is going to heal him. Veinolin shavapruta, but these dayanim take a shavapruta v'misamim a name, and they cause their eyes to go blind. Shenemar kiyashochad yaver pikchim. The shochad caused a person to go blind. So what's it saying here? Person who has, again, who can't see well, he pays money to a doctor and not really sure whether he's going to be able to see. But a mekabel shochad takes money which actually makes him blind.
Right. Okay. When he's mekabel shochad, it's 100% sure he's going to be blind.
Right.
When he goes to a doctor, he doesn't even know if it's going to cure him. So.
Okay. Says the Gemara, Tanur Rabbanon, Ki Ashochan Yaver Einei Chachamim, the accepting of Shochad will blind the eyes of the wise, and Kavachomer L'Tipshim, and certainly those who are not as wise, will blind them as well. V'salif Divrei Tzadikim. What's the definition of V'salif? Is there a good translation of that?
Perverse.
Perverse, okay. It perverses the words of the Tzadikim, Kavachomer L'Rishom, and certainly those who are Rishom will perverse their ways, which already are perverse. Gemara says, "Media tipshim v'risham b'nei dina ninu." Why are they making this kavachomer? We would hope that there are no tipshim and risham who are judging cases. So, what's this kavachomer trying to tell us? Elahochi kamar. What the medrash tries to tell us is, "Ki ashochad yaver eni chachamim, filu chacham gadol." It's going to blind the eyes of the wise. Even it's not tipshim, I guess. Even the eyes of the changed it completely around. Even the eyes of a chacham gadol will be affected by accepting shochad. And lokach shochad eno nifta min olam below simias halev. And a person who accepts shochad will not leave the world without having a blind heart, whatever that means exactly. So it's really completely changing around the initial brayso, nothing to do with tipshin at all. And then when the brayso says b'salif divrei tzadikim, it's going to perverse the words of tzadikim. Afilu tzadik gamur, even if a complete tzadik, it's going to perverse his words as well. Belokeach shochad, one who takes shochad einu nifta min ha'olam below tir fadas, and one who does take shochad will not leave the world without having tir das, without having his mind be
once
perverse.
Once he takes shochad, his mind is gonna go. Same thing the other one.
Right, either his mind or his lave. Okay. Gemara says, Ki Asar of Dimi, another Asar of Dimi, you should make a lift to this, Ricky.
Yeah.
That, Amar Darash Rav Nachman Bar Kohen, my dichse, what does a pasuk mean when it says, the pasuk in Mishlei, Melech v'mishpat yamid aretz, v'ish trumos yar senu, that a king who judges the land should Yamid Arad should lead the land, the nation, and the man of Trumos, Yerasena, will destroy it. So the Pasuk means, says the Gemara, okay, says Rav Nachman Bar Kohen, Im Dome Dayan Lemelech, Sheino Tarach Luklum, Yamid Arad. If the Dayan is wealthy, self sufficient like a king is, so then he doesn't need anything, and then he should lead the be a Dayan. But Vim Dome Lekohen Shemach Sagranos, if he's poor and has to go from field to field like a Kohen, looking for Chuma, looking for money, Yarsanu, he, such a person, will cause a destruction to land, because in the end, since he'll be in such dire need of money, he may just take Shochad. So you need someone who's quite wealthy and self sufficient to be able to be a Dayan. Imagine that's very, very hard to come by, though. I don't imagine the Dayanim that we have nowadays are people of wealth. Okay, the Gemara says, now, I'm a rabbi by Rav Shila. Hi, Dayna. Dishal Shilta Pasal, the Maiden Dina. A Dayan who borrowed something, Rashi says, Dirogal Dishal Mibnei Iro Behemos Vakalim, he's constantly borrowing animals and Kalim, he's Pasal to judge anybody. Below Amrin Elo Dilesle Lashule, says the Gemara, only if he has nothing else on his own to lend out. Aval Isle Lashule less than, but if he has his own property that he does, he's able to and does actually lend out, then he'd still be qualified, because there's going to be some bartering going on here. He's like anybody else who, here's my animal, here's my cow for your donkey, and they'll switch things back. And so he's a regular person. But if he's only going one direction, where he's always borrowing from other people and certain people, so then we're concerned that some level of shocha is taking place there. Even though not intentionally, but still, the people who are doing him favors, so he's going to start leaning towards them in the judgment. Ask the Mar Indi, is that really true? Rava shal shilta midbe bar merion. Rava borrowed something from this individual, and afagavdelo shal minay. Even though he did not, even though be bar merion didn't borrow from Rava, and yet he still would judge. He was a judge, Rava. Hasam lach shavinu hu debay. No, Rava didn't borrow from this family because he needed something. It was really a shocha case. He did this because this was a family, as Rashi explains. I think Rashi explains this. There's a family of Yesomim. Rashi does not explain this. There's a family of Yesomim. Maybe the Masifta explains this. He's a family of Yesomim, and he wanted to show them chashivas, and that I'm willing, other than Golden like me, says Rav, I was willing to borrow from this family. But not because he needed anything, only because to show them that they were an important family, make them feel good. Says the Gemara further, I'm a Rav of my time with the Shochta. What's the reason? Why is Shochta us in the first place? Came in the Kabbalah Shochta Minei Ikarvele Daita Lagavi. Because, as we would know, one would guess, when a person borrows money from something, they become, there's a partnership, there's a relationship that's going on there, and they become friendlier and friendlier and nicer, and he wants to return the favor. So the Kiruv Das that takes place from Shochad prevents him from being give a proper opinion. But Havik Kegufe end up turning like the person himself. So much so that they borrow from each other. He's getting money from the guy. Vein adam roe chove lasman. Once he was like kigufo, a person cannot see any guilty part of his own self. And now from this friend who lent him or gave him money, he's kigufo. And my shocha, what does the word shocha mean? Shehuchad. That's exactly what shocha means. He becomes one. They become one person, and therefore he's disqualified from judging such an individual.
Nice little explanation. Even Karna, who got from both sides. So it says here, now he feels positively toward both. So even though he really should rule against one, he doesn't want to, so he tries to make a compromise.
Who says that? Doesn't say.
Miri.
Ah, that's very good. That's a great svara, because it wouldn't make sense.
Right.
They're both
right,
equal.
Right.
Now that also assumes, and there's a discussion in the Gemara Sanhedrin, is pshara or emes the best approach? Do you want to give like the right person, or best to make peace and have some level of compromise? So this mirror would have to be assuming that pshara is actually the second best. It's not the best. The ideal approach would do the emes, what the guy wants, and pshara is a secondary thing to have some type of arbitration. But if you were to assume that pshara might be the best approach, so that maybe it's good to do this then, to have them get along. But okay, interesting mirror. The Gemara says, "Amar Papa lo lidon inish dina leman dirachim." A person cannot judge a person who he very much likes, he loves, a good friend of his. But lo leman disani le, not anyone who he hates either. Dirachim le lo chazi le yichova, and the one who he loves, he's not going to see any side of guilt. And disani le, one who he hates, lo chazi le zichusa, will not see any side of innocence. So he's therefore disqualified. I believe also this halacha as well when it comes to edim. I think it's also the Gemara that bring that edim or pasal. I think it's. There's a tshuva. I'm sorry, I forgot who I... Is the Aruch HaNer a set of Chuvos? Aruch HaNer? I think it's Aruch HaNer, maybe. He talks about that. Here, too, also, the based on the Gemara, it's possible for somebody to... someone, an Ohev and a Sone, to be an Eid as well. I think this is... they make that extension. I think they say... Hold on a second. That's the point. Why is... I think it's based on why is a Karov Pasel, a Karov Pasel to be an Eid. So either it's based on the Gemara Babas, which says that even Moshe and Aaron, who are brothers, but they're still possible, even though we know they'll tell the truth no matter what. It's a Gzeres HaMelech, the Gemara Babas, says they're possible from being Edom, as opposed to the Gemara Sanhedrin that says the reason why Karov is possible, the Gemara in the third paragraph of Zebara says because Yikuvei Daita, because they're relatives, they're obviously going to favor their own relatives, so they're going to be disqualified. So which one is it? Is it someone who's because Kirv Das, or is it because of Gzeres HaMelech? It's a Machlokas Gemaras. So if you assume that's about Kirv Das, they say also an Ohev and a Sonev, that's why they would be disqualified as well, because also that relationship, the Gemara is like a Dain, you won't be able to see a Sonev, you won't be able to see the positive side, and an Ohev, you won't be able to see the negative side of him. So too, by eight as well, you won't be able to see the negative or positive side of these parties as well. But if you assume that Karov is about Gzeres HaMelech, you wouldn't necessarily make this extension to a Karov, to a Ohev and Sone as an aid. I think that's the discussion. Gemara now says further, Amar Papa Rapapa says, Lo Lidin Inish Dine, I read that already. Amar Abaye, two narrow lines up. Abaye says, Hai Tzurim Mirabanon, Dimirachmin Le Bnei Masa. A Tzurim Mirabanon, Tamil Chacham, young Tamil Chacham, that the people of the city would show them respect and love. La Mishim Demali Tvei, not because they consider the Tamil Chachamim to be Chashuv, who thinks that's the case. El Mishim Delo Muchach Le Bimili Dishmaya. Because they're happy that they're not giving tochacha to them. The Tamil Chacham are walking throughout the shuk and they see they're doing the wrong things and they're not giving any tochacha, so that's why they like them. Thanks for ignoring me. Thanks for leaving me alone, and therefore they like them. Not because they think the Tamil Chacham is chashiv in any way. Now the Achronim point out Mili the Shmaya Dafka Bein Adam L'Makom, but it couldn't be Bein Adam L'Chavero. Because Bein Adam L'Chavero, so let's say the Gazan's happy that he's not being mochiach me for stealing. But what's the Nigzal for? The Nigzal says, why is that Rebbe, that Rav, sitting back doing nothing at all? He should give the guy rebuke and tell him to stop doing it. So when it comes to Bein Adam L'Chavero, you're always going to have half who like you, half who don't like you. But the only issue is Bein Adam L'Makom, so then he doesn't give any tochacha. That's why they like the Tamid Chachamim, the young Tamid Chachamim. I'm a Rav. Rav says, Meiresh, initially, I initially had thought, Hane Bnei Mechuza Kula Rachmili. I initially thought that everyone in the city loved me. Came to have a dayana, but then when I became appointed a dayan, I said to myself, Minayu Sanilei, they probably, sorry, I skipped a line there, didn't it?
No.
Came to have a dayana, Amina, Minayu Sanilei, Minayu Rachmili, some love me, some hate me. Those who I judged favorably love me, and those who I judged negatively, they don't like me. Came to Chazi, demanded Mechayiv Le Haidna, Kazachi Lemachar. Since I saw some people came to din today, which are guilty, and the next day they came for another court case and they came innocent, so Amina, im racham kuli rachamili, im sanili kuli sanili. If they all love me, they love me. If they all hate me, they hate me. Meaning, it sounds like he's not trying to figure out what people think about him. It's impossible to get that. Okay. Then the Gemara quotes a Bryce, a Tanur Rabbanan, Meshocha lo tikach. One cannot take bribes. Eini tzarech lo meshocha mamon. Needless to say, shocha mamon. It doesn't say shocha mamon. El afilu shocha dvarim nami asr. Even words saying a nice compliment to a dayan might be considered shocha as well. Midiloksiv botza lo tichach. Betza is a pasuk that's found.
I'm sorry, here it's, yeah. It says midvarim elu yesh lilmod shidayan hasanui al bnei iro ena tzarich behimanam milidonam mishum sheregesh ze bevadai nuva mikoach mikach shehu chayavam bedin. Meaning that a Dan could still judge people who hate him because it probably came from a previous case that he made them chaya.
Uh-huh. So it's different like a chazan. You need a chazan. Everyone has to love the chazan, right, to represent them. When it comes to dying, that's the nature of the job. People, right, are going to hate you.
Right, because the one is always going to be.
Okay. Not fun. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said about a Rav of a shul. He said, If the people don't hate you, you're not doing your job. If they throw you out, then you're not doing your job good. I mean, you have to get to the point where you have to be pretty strict and firm, and some people are going to like you, some people are going to hate you. But if you just sit back and do nothing, let them walk over you, that's not a job.
Yeah.
If you're too strong and they kick you out, you've done too much. You have to be somewhere in the middle where some love you, some hate you. So the Gemara says, where do we go here? I'm a rubber. Oh, no, I did that one already. Tanner Bun. Again, Meshocha lo sikach. One is not allowed to take Shochad. Ein yitzarach lomar Shocha Mamon. It's obvious that you can't take Shocha Mamon. Ella afilu Shochad Dvarm. Even taking compliments is going to be a problem of bribery. Nami Aser. Midiloksiv beta lo sikach. It doesn't say beta. Beta is a pasuk we find, which means money. We have a couple places like that. So it doesn't say beta lo sikach. It says shochad. Shochad is completely different. Shochad is something that we said before that makes an utachad into one. That can mean either money or it can mean even dvarm. Heyechi dami shochad dvarm. Yeah.
It seems that dvarm is anything that is not money. It's not just words.
Objects, I'd say.
Oh, I mean, it's, you know, could you watch my kid for me? Say, it seems that's like if you guys.
Oh, we'll see. I guess we'll give an example, right?
Okay.
So, hechi dami shochad dvarim was an example of bribery through words. Ki had the Shmuel. There's a case of Shmuel once. Hava avar b'mabra. He was once going over a bridge. Asa hu gavra came along another individual yavli yade and stuck out his hand in order to help him out. Maybe he was older or just he was a chasha person wanted to give him a hand. Amalei, so Shmuel says to him, "My avidchai, what's going on? What do you do for a living? I guess I don't know. Or what are you doing here?" Amalei, so he says to Shmuel, "Din isli, I have to go to a bezdim." Amalei, psil nilchal l'din, I am possible to be judging your case. Okay, because since you helped me out, you did some type of shochah. This isn't quite dvarim though. This is a little bit more, as you said, it doesn't mean compliments.
Yeah, doesn't
anything
mean
outside of money would be considered dvarm. Dvarm may doesn't mean words, it means things as opposed to words. Is that how they're interpreting it here, things?
It says, kol hatova she'ina hatavat mamon.
Well, actually, they do translate it as words, and then they say, and here's an example. So, But they still translate it as words, as opposed to.
It's interesting. So this doesn't really serve as an example of the definition. But we get the idea. Something beyond money, beyond the scope of money, is going to be shochet as well. A Meimar, another story. Hava Yosef Kadayin Dina. A Meimar was sitting down, judging various cases. Parach Gadfa Resha. And something fell in his head. A feather fell in his head. And also Hahu Gavra Shakli. A person came and, you know, took the feather off his head, very nice. It wasn't nice for a Meimar to sit at the head with a feather sticking out of his hair. So Amarlei, Maya Vida Dacha, what did you do? What are you doing? Amarlei, Dina Ishle, I have a din. So Amarlei, Psil Nil Chaladina, I'm puzzled to judge your case now because you just did a service for me. Marukva Havashide Roka Kame. So there was apparently some saliva sitting in front of Marukva. Also, who gavra kase? Some person covered up, rubbed his shoe over it or something. Amalei, my avidatech, what are you doing? Amalei, Adina Isla, I've got a court case to go to. Amalei, psil nalach ladina. I'm no longer able to judge your case. I have apostle. Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi, have a regal arisa, davi maisele, kol malashabta, kanta di peri. Rabbi Shaul had a certain aris, a sharecropper, that every Erev Shabbos, he would bring a basket of fruit. Yom Echad, one day, Aisi Lei, Becham Shib Shabbat, that he brought on Thursday. Tamalei, Maishna Hadina, why, what happened this week? You usually bring it tamara on Friday. Why do you bring it on Thursday? Tamalei, Dina Isli, I need to go to the case. So I wanted you to judge me, so here's a little present for you a day early. So, Avamina, Agav Urche, Aisi Lechal Amar, and I said, I need to be judged by you. So since I'm going to see you anyways, I may as well bring you the basket today, as opposed to having come a second time. Right? Lo kabel, he didn't accept it. Lo kabel me, he didn't accept the basket. Amalei, so he says to the sharecropper, psil nalach ladina. I'm possible to you anyways, even though I didn't accept it. The fact that you wanted to do the service for me the extra day early, I'm not going to judge you. So osiv zuzah derabanim. So Rabbi Shmuel had appointed two other rabbanim to judge the case. V'kadayin lei, and they judged him. Bahadur Dekaz of Asay, and when he was walking, I guess leaving maybe from the Bezdin, Amar Ibai Tain Hachi, Ibai Tain Hachi.
When he was walking with him to the case?
So he was, I guess, giving him some advice. So if you want, you could say this Taina, you could say that Taina.
He said to himself.
Oh, to himself, okay.
Yeah.
Fine. Bishal thought to himself, I guess, but
yeah.
Not okay.
Yeah.
So Amar, so he said, Tipach Nafsham Shemakabli Shochar. So even if a person, tibach nafsha, mashem mechal v'shochar, I guess it literally means to expand the nefesh, but I guess it...
Yavo isurim v'tzar al nasham.
That's a tibach na'at. Yeah. Tibach nafsha means it's going to affect the nefesh, people who accept shochad. So, ma nishalon natalti, I, who didn't even take the basket, vim natalti, shali natalti, and if I'd taken it, it would have been my own basket, it's my own fruit I was taking. Kach, mekabe shochad, achas, v'kama, v'kama, one who actually does take shochad, that it wasn't their fruit, that it wasn't going to be coming to them anyways, how much more so? So, he himself is walking, and he starts thinking, oh, he could probably say this, and he's trying to think of how he could help the sharecropper out. And he didn't even accept anything, and had he accepted something, it would have been his own money he was accepting. How much more so someone who accepted money that wasn't coming to him, how much more it's going to change the way he thinks and try to help the guy out. So that's how far shochad affects a person. Rabbi Shmuel bar Elisha, a different Rabbi Shmuel, Aisilei, how gavra reishes hagez. Reishes hagez, the first shearings of the sheep, the first shearings goes to the kohen. And Rabbi Shmuel bar Elisha was a kohen gadol. So they brought him the shearings, the reishes hagez. Amarlei, Rabbi Shmuel says, Timehechat, from where are you? Amarlei, miduch plonam, from this particular place. Me'asam lahacha, v'chim ha'asam lahacha, lahava kohen mesfer lei, you came all the way here to give to me, that's a long way here. Amarlei, dina isli, I have a din to go to. Bamina, agav orchai, isli lemai, once I'm coming to see you anyways for as a din, I may as well give you a little gift anyways. This racist, I gaze. Amarlei, psil nalach ladina, I can't judge you, I'm disqualified. Lo kabi minei, and nonetheless, he didn't accept the racist gaze anyways. Because it looks like he's trying to, I guess, bribe him or something. So, osiv lei, gzuka the rabbanim, Rabbi Shmuel has appointed another set of rabbanim to judge the case, v'kadayin lei, and they judged him. V'bahad the cause of asri, as Rabbi Shmuel was walking to the case, he started saying in his head, amar ibai, tain hachi, he could do, say this and say this, and he said the same line as the Rabbi Shmuel bar Yossi said, that amar tipach nafshin shal mekabel shochad. It's amazing the effect that's going to have, the kiruv das that takes place by mekabel shochad, ma'ani shalon natalti, v'im natalti shalini natalti. I didn't take anything. Had I taken it, was mine anyways, because Reisha Gaze goes to Kohanim, it was mine to take. Kach Makabe Shochad, how much more so those Al-Achas Kama Kama will be affected by accepting money that's not theirs. Another story, Rav Anan Aisilei Hahu Gavra Kanta de Gilda de Ve Gili. Rav Anan apparently was a judge as well, and he accepted a basket that was full of different types of small fish. So Amalei Rav Anan says, Maya Vidatech, what are you doing? Amalei, Dina Isla, I've got a din to go to. And Lo Kabi Munei, so Rav Anan didn't accept the money, didn't accept the basket. Amalei, Psun Alach Ladina, and he says, I can no longer judge your case. Amalei, he said, further says to Rav Anan, Dina Demar Lo Bina, Kibul Kabel Mar. So he says to Rav Anan, so you're not willing to judge my case, but at least accept my present. So you don't prevent me. I wanted to do the mitzvah bikurim, and you're preventing me by not accepting my gift. And you're going, the Tanya, as the Brisa says, v'ish ba mibal shlosha shalisha. Person comes from this place. V'yavol ish halukim lechem bikurim esrim lechem sarim v'karma v'tziklona. So you're supposed to bring bikurim. I'm not sure what we're learning from this pasuk here. Now let's read a little further. Elisha ocha bikurim haba. Was Elisha a kohen? Elisha was a navi, but he wasn't a kohen. So how could this pasuk be describing that they brought bikurim to Elisha navi? Maybe during the time of kilu makir bikurim. So he wasn't bringing bikurim to Elisha. To Rav Anan. Rav Anan, I guess, wasn't a Kohen. He was a Talmud Chacham. But when you give a Matana to a Talmud Chacham, it's Ke'ilu, you're bringing Bikurim. That's what he meant to say to them. You're preventing me from being Mekai in the midst of Bikurim by not accepting my Matana. So Amar Leis, Rav Anan says back to him, Kibu lo ba'inan. I don't want to accept the Iqbal. Ha shadami li taima mikablina. So initially I didn't want to accept it, but now that you have this good svar, I don't want to prevent you from being Mekai in the midst of Bikurim. I'll accept your gift, but still nonetheless I'm not going to serve as your dayan. So the story continues. How are we doing with time? I think we go a little bit further, right? We have 5 minutes.
Yeah. We can go to
the 2 dots at the top. I have 2 dots here. That's funny. You'll tell me when the 2 dots happen. So the Gemara says, so Shadrei Lekamidir of Nachman. So Rav Anan didn't want to judge the case, so he sent the case to Rav Nachman. V'shalach lei nidainu mar lahay gavra danan anan pasilin alech ledine. So he said to Rav Nachman, go judge him, because I'm disqualified from judging him, because I accepted, and even if I didn't accept it, he wanted to offer me the bikurim, so I'm pasul. So Amar Midashalach Li Hachi Shramina Krevahu. Habakaim Dina Diyasmi Kame. So the fact that he sent to me that he's Pasul Adin teaches us that he's a relative and that's why he's Pasul. That's what he thought. He thought he was a Karov. That's what I think Rav Nachman had thought. And Habakaim Dina Diyasmi Kame. And there was a case of Yisomim that was in front of Rav Nachman. And Amar, he says to himself, Hai Ase Vai Ase. I have a mitzvah to judge both cases. Rashi explains, Mitzvah Tadayanim Ase Ushaftam Tzedek. Asi de kvotora adif salka ledine diasme veachti ledine. So I have a mitzvah to judge cases. I also have a mitzvah to cover the Torah. Rav Anan sent me a case to deal with. So he left the dina diasme. He ignored them. And achti went to the din of the one that Rav Anan sent him. Kev nechazi baldine yikra de kavile istatin tanase. Since they saw the great kavod that Rav Nachman was offering these individuals, they lost out the astim tanesa. Their claims, their arguments, were hidden because they got so excited, I guess, overwhelmed with the joy, and they lost the ability to think properly. Did I hit the two dots yet?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's that point we're saying here? What was the whole point of this thing?
וכתוצאה מכך איבד את ביטחונו העצמי ולהציג את הנדה. Right, so it seems that even like a second hand you know, shochad had effect on the din.
But where has it had this effect?
That's not what the English said. In other words, so Reb Nachman set aside the first case.
Right.
And he took the second case.
Right.
So the guy who was the opponent of the guy. So there were two guys. The opponent of the guy who gave the Bikuba.
Ah, the opponent.
Oh, my goodness, this guy is a...
Right, that's why he says
he was just like, so he couldn't find his arguments anymore.
Right. But that shows you that even a second hand, meaning that...
Just setting aside the case to see this case.
Yeah.
Was enough.
Yeah, uh-huh. Because it was supposed...
But this was not a concern of why he shouldn't have done it, though.
It's not a Taina Rav
Nachman. Yeah, it wasn't.
I mean, but it still shows you that's how the Gemara brings you.
Right. But it's not also to do, but you see the major effects it could have anyways.
I was not taping, not taping.